Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday, the 9th of September. The general synopsis at 1800, low, white, 1002, moving steadily east-northeastwards, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, west Viking, northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 or 4. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. East Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, except in south at Cirra. Thundery rain, then showers later, fog patches at first, except in north at Cirra, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, except in north at Cirra, becoming good later. East 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6, backing westerly 4 or 5 later. Thundery rain with fog patches, then showers, moderate to very poor, becoming good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, North Tyne, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, thundery at first, fog patches at first in West Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, but very poor at first in West Humber. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, in southeast. Fog patches in northeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northeast. Fitzroy, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, becoming thundery in southwest. Fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea, backing west later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north by west 4. Recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1010, now falling. Stornoway, west-northwest 3, 12 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 4, 22 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 3, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1007, now falling. Aberdeen, northwest by north 4, 14 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lucas, east by north 2, 27 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Boomer, north 4, rain, 1800 metres, 1004, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 2, 1002, rising slowly. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 4, 1005, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west 5. Mist, 2 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest 3, 11 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north-northwest 3, 19 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north 6, 22 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Valley, northwest 5, 16 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest 6, recent rain, 4 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Valencia, north by west 4, 9 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest 7, 14 miles, 1007, rising. Malinhead, northwest 6, 16 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest 5, 19 miles, 1009, now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure over the southern North Sea, will move away eastwards during Sunday night and Monday, allowing a transient ridge of high pressure to follow from the west. A developing area of low pressure will then track eastwards across the far north of Scotland, introducing a strong west to northwesterly flow on Tuesday with gales in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwest backing west 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast 4 or 5, backing west 3 to 5, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain, then fair, then showers later, fog patches at first in south. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first in south, becoming good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming southwest 4 or 5 later. Drizzle and fog patches for a time at first, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 2 to 4, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in far east. Occasional rain or showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, backing west 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest backing west later 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, then fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 5 or 6, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south and near the Mull of Galloway, backing westerly or southwesterly later. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good, becoming moderate at times. Isle of Man, northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Channel, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northwesterly, backing westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Channel, then backing southwesterly later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest, backing west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in far south. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, northwest, backing west 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then backing southwest later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Each week on Profile, we get to know the people who are making news headlines.
Beyoncé took 4 private voice lessons a week. She would sit outside my door with her feet up on the wall.
Hearing from those who know them intimately.
First time we properly spoke was in the library, and he let me go in front of him in the queue.
Tucker's very handy. He would fix up the motorcycles and we would sell them.
She's always been there to roll up her sleeves and speak truth to power.
Profile. That's what I call proper fame. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Saturday nights at 7.
In a minute, Radio 4 joins the BBC World Service for the newsroom. Radio 4's back at 5:20 in the morning. Vigialis will be rolling out of bed shortly, preparing to bring you news briefing. And I'm rolling off home myself in a couple of minutes. From me, Richard Evans, and everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, have a peaceful night.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Venezuela's opposition presidential candidate, Edmundo González, has promised to continue to fight for the restoration of democracy in a voice message released after his arrival in Madrid. He's been granted political asylum in Spain. Mr. González had taken refuge in the Spanish embassy in Caracas after his arrest was sought over July's disputed election. Mimi Swaby has more details.
In this message, he also thanked his supporters and said that his departure from Venezuela had been marked by pressure, coercion, and a threat of him not being able to leave. On the other side, still in Venezuela, Maria Corina Machado, the leader of the opposition, really at the helm of this movement, said that she will continue fighting for freedom in the country while Edmundo González Urrutia starts fighting outside the country. So a real message of unity. However, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the coming days.
Syria's state news agency says Israeli strikes have killed at least 4 people across the country. It says 5 sites were targeted, including a scientific research centre. There's been no response from Israel. Charles Aniagolu reports.
According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is a UK-based war monitor, the attacks came in waves, targeting military sites in the centre of the country, where it said pro-Iranian arms development experts worked. Syrian state media said the strikes had been carried out by Israel on a major military research centre that reportedly produces precision missiles. Israel hasn't commented. It typically does not respond to specific reports of strikes on Syria.
The mother of the suspect in last week's shooting in the US state of Georgia is reported to have contacted his school to warn about an extreme emergency. 14-year-old Colt Gray is accused of shooting